The Stroud Show is coming up this weekend. Joining us to have a chat about it, we spoke to him a few weeks ago. We thought we'd chase up and find out a bit more. James Harris, how you doing, mate?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
That's the way. Everything's coming together for the show this weekend?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a juggle with all the rain we've had. We had over 300 millimetres in Stroud a fortnight ago, but the ground's dried out really well. We'll run a full program on Saturday, and we're very excited.
Yeah, we hadn't had rain for a very long time, and then almost we had a little bit too much.
Just about a little bit too much. That's a good way to put it. But, as I said, it hasn't worried us too much. The grass is green and lush, and the showground looks $1 million.
Just remind us, what can we see at the Stroud Show this year, James?
So we've got Catherine Britton, Knife of Creek Band on Saturday night, rodeo Saturday night, wife carrying, fat cattle, horse events. We've had to cancel our camp draft. We couldn't get any cattle for it, just the cattle prices are so high. That's unfortunate. But we'll still run a full program on Saturday. Full pavilion entries, show jumping, ute show, ute barrel race. We're doing a motorcycle demonstration as well this year for the first time in the ute barrel area. As I said, Saturday will be full and Friday will be very busy.
Well, it's a big event. We just recently had the Upper Hunter Show, and but for the rain that we were just talking about, there are a couple of cancellations, but thousands of people turned up. I think that everyone's really wants to get out and about and start returning to the shows.
Absolutely. The show movement's finding that wherever they run an event, there's a lot of people showing up. Newcastle had record numbers. I understand Muswellbrook were very close to their record, even though they couldn't do much on Sunday because of the rain. We're all finding that when we open up, that people want to get out. They've been cooped up in their houses for a year, and they want to get back into ag shows. They want to get back to they want to get out and about. We're expecting a large turnout. We're asking people to pre-purchase their tickets if they can. So we've got a 5,000 limit person on the gate. So I'd hate to have people show up on Saturday afternoon and turn them away. We will be selling tickets on the day, of course, but 5,000 on the gate, first in, best dress, and then that's it.
All right. So where do we get our tickets from for the Stroud Show when we want to go this weekend?
You go to www.stroudshow.com, or you find us on Facebook. We've got a very large Facebook presence. You're welcome to find us easily there too, and you can purchase your tickets through there.
Perfect. Well, James, I certainly hope the sun is shining for you and everybody gets to enjoy the Stroud Show. As you say, we're all keen to get out and about and do stuff. Life is starting to return to our ag shows, do you reckon?
Very much so, yes. Sydney Royals, they can put 150,000 in there a day. They're very excited about being able to run an event because they got cancelled 2 weeks out from their event last year. So we're very keen to get the ag show circuit back into gear again and be running.
All right, let's all go to the show this weekend. James Harris for the Stroud Show, thank you very much for joining us as always.
Thank you for your time.